61. Visiting the doctor. Doctor, hello Mrs. Wilson. Mrs. Wilson, hi doctor. Doctor, how are you feeling? Mrs. Wilson, I don't feel good. Doctor, what's bothering you? Mrs. Wilson, I have a stomach ache and a headache. Doctor, where does it hurt? Mrs. Wilson, here. Doctor, do you have a fever? Mrs. Wilson, no, I don't think so. Doctor, okay, let me look at your throat. Open your mouth. Your throat's red. Does it hurt? Mrs. Wilson, yes. It's sore. Doctor, when did it start to feel this way? Mrs. Wilson, last week. Doctor, I think you have a virus. It might be the flu. I'm going to give you a prescription for some medicine. Mrs. Wilson, thank you. Doctor, try to get some rest, and be sure to drink lots of water and orange juice. 62. Making a hotel reservation. Receptionist, hello, Marriott Hotel, how may I help you? Nancy, hi. I'd like to make a reservation. Receptionist, just a moment. Okay, for what date? Nancy, July 25th. Receptionist, how many nights will you be staying? Nancy, 2 nights. What's the room rate? Receptionist, $75 a night plus tax. Would you like me to reserve a room for you? Nancy, yes please. Receptionist, your name? Nancy, Nancy Anderson. Receptionist, Miss Anderson, how will you be paying? Nancy, Visa. Receptionist, card number please. Nancy, 4198-2289-3388-228. Receptionist, expiration date? Nancy, 1-9-2012. Receptionist, okay, you're all set. We'll see you on the 25th. 63. I changed my mind. Ellen, Kevin, what would you like to do? Kevin, I don't know. Maybe watch TV. Ellen, that's a good idea. We're going shopping later, so I think you should rest for a while. Kevin, I don't think I want to go anymore. Ellen, what do you mean? I thought you said we were going shopping. Kevin, I know, but I changed my mind. I'm too tired. Ellen, well, I still have a lot of stuff to buy. When do you think we'll go? Kevin, maybe tonight. Ellen, okay, would you mind if I use your phone? Kevin, sorry, I don't have signal. Ellen, are you kidding? I usually have really good reception here. Kevin, my phone is very old and it doesn't work very well. Ellen, what if I take it outside? Kevin, yes, that's fine. It works well outside. 64. Do you want to play a game? Erica, Andrew, would you like to play a game? Andrew, okay, what kind of game? Erica, let's play cards. Do you know how to play blackjack? Andrew, yes, that's an easy game. I don't want to play that right now. Erica, okay, do you remember how to play poker? Andrew, I think so, but you're going to have to explain the rules to me again. Erica, okay, look at this piece of paper. It has all the rules on it. Andrew, okay, yes. I remember now. I think the last time we played this game, you won and I lost. Erica, yes, that was fun. Andrew, okay, let's play, but this time I don't want to bet money. Erica, okay, we won't bet. We'll just play for fun. 65. Birthday present. Jimmy, Angela, come in. Angela, happy birthday. Jimmy, thanks. I can't believe you remembered that. Angela, well, I have a calendar in my computer. It helps me remember things like that. What are you up to? Jimmy, I'm reading a book my cousin gave me for my birthday. Angela, let me see. Oh, I have this book at home. I want to give you a present too. Jimmy, wow, it's a guitar. I already have one, but I like this one better. Thank you. Angela, You're welcome. Do you know how to play the guitar?
Jimmy, yeah, I know how to play. My father taught me when I was young.
Angela, will you play it now?
I want to listen to some music.
Jimmy, okay, do you know this one?
Angela, yeah, I've heard that one. I could sing that song when I was in middle school.
Jimmy, it's an old one. It makes me feel old. When I was in college, they used to play it on the radio all the time.
66. Checking into a hotel. Receptionist, good evening.
Jim, hi. Do you have any vacancies tonight?
Receptionist, yes. The rate is $55.
Jim, do the rooms have internet access?
Receptionist, we have wireless. If you have a computer, you can use the wireless network for an additional $5.
Jim, okay, I'd like a room, please.
Receptionist, would you like a smoking or a non-smoking room?
Jim, non-smoking.
Receptionist, how will you be paying?
Jim, Visa.
Here you are.
Receptionist, how many people?
Jim, two.
Receptionist, would you like a king-size bed or two double beds?
Jim, king size, please.
Receptionist, you're in room 237. It's on the second floor.
Here's your key.
Sign here, please.
Jim, what time is checkout?
Receptionist, 11:30 a.m.
67.
Sending a package.
Kathy, hello, how may I help you?
Alex, I'd like to send this package to California.
Kathy, would you like to send it overnight or by regular mail?
Alex, how much is it to send it overnight?
Kathy, $20, Alex, and by regular mail?
Kathy, $12.
Alex, I'd like it to get there tomorrow.
Kathy, please fill out this form. When you're finished, come back to this window.
Alex, okay, I think I'm done, is this correct?
Kathy, yes, that's right.
Alex, I'd also like to mail this letter.
Kathy, do you need to buy stamps?
Alex, yes.
Kathy, a book of stamps costs $3.
So that'll be $23 for everything.
Alex, oh, I forgot my wallet in the car. I'll be right back.
68.
I have allergies.
Beth, Patrick, why didn't you call me last night?
I was worried about you.
Patrick, sorry, I was sick. I went to bed early.
Beth, what's wrong?
Patrick, I had a cough and my eyes were really dry.
Beth, are you better now?
Patrick, yes, I'm feeling a lot better.
Much better than yesterday.
Beth, do you have allergies?
Patrick, yes.
Last time I went to the doctor, he did some tests and told me I have allergies.
It gets worse in the spring.
Beth, what time did you wake up this morning?
Patrick, around 9:30 a.m.
Beth, are you going to work today?
Patrick, no. I think I'll just stay home and watch TV.
I can work from home today.
Beth, good. Get some rest and I'll bring over some food later.
Patrick, thanks.
69.
Josh works at a software company.
Josh, hi, Rachel.
Rachel, hi, Josh.
It's been a long time.
Where are you working now?
Josh, I work at a software company downtown.
I'm an engineer.
Rachel, that's interesting.
What kind of software do you write?
Josh, it's a database for small businesses.
Rachel, does your company have a website?
Josh, yes.
Rachel, what's the website address?
Josh, Rachel, how can I get the software?
Josh, you can download it from the website.
It's very popular and it's free.
Rachel, okay, I'll do that.
I have to go now.
It was really nice seeing you again.
Josh, it was nice seeing you too.
Email me next week and we'll get together for coffee.
Rachel, my computer is broken so I can't send email right now.
Can I call you?
Josh, sure, my number is 233-288-2328.
70.
Listening to music.
Bill, what are you listening to?
Lucy,
I'm listening to the radio.
Bill, I know that. Who are they playing?
Lucy, guess.
Bill, I think that's the Beatles, right?
Lucy, that's right.
How did you know that?
Bill, in my country everyone knows who they are.
They're famous.
Lucy, really?
Bill, of course. My parents saw them at a concert a long time ago.
Lucy, did you know that they're from England?
Bill, yes, of course.
Lucy, what kind of music do you usually listen to?
Bill, I listen to everything, but my favorite is pop.
Lucy, I see.
Who's your favorite singer?
Bill, Celine Dion.
Lucy, I like her too. She's got a great voice.